Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
Great googly moogly.
In his own inimitable style, we present...
Jason Ferry.
Oh, it's so loud. Good morning, Jason Ferry here. It's Daily Scramble Live in effect. But Tyler's not here. He's gone off. He's gone... he's probably... I don't know where he is. Anyway, he's not here this morning, and I'm here. You can rest assured he's well. He's just got something to do. My voice is gone, as you can hear, because last night we had a KX Presents show at the Marine Room Tavern, and I played with my band, The Beetroots, and it was so loud. Oh, my God. It was great fun, though. Really cool. Great crowd. Thank you very much for coming. Today on the Daily Scramble Live, what we're going to do? Well, news, obviously. We'll talk about leaking gas well. It's been plugged up in LA. We'll see how that's going on. We've got papal news here, looks like, and Indonesian same-sex couple shock. Also, in studio, Run River North will be here. They're a band that have been trying to split up for years, and they just can't seem to do it. They'll be in the studio about 8 o'clock. It's your Daily Scramble Live. Thanks for tuning in.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
Right now, yeah, good morning. Good morning, Laguna Beach and wider world. It's Daily Scramble Live. I'm Jason Ferry. Here's your local news brought to you by us and the Laguna Beach Independent. Thank you to them. The Laguna Beach High Boys basketball team. That didn't look right. Laguna Beach High Boys, I see. The Laguna Beach High boys basketball team shoves off today for a five-hour trek to Alascadero High School in the second CIF playoff round. On Wednesday, Breakers took an early lead at home and then held off a valiant effort by the Covina Colts to take the first round victory 50-41. Laguna's once double-digit lead was cut to 5 points and just 12 remaining in the game. That's not 2 hours and 12 minutes. That must be 2 minutes, 0.12 seconds, yeah. It's not cricket, is it? But Breakers held their competitors scoreless in the final minutes. Blake Burzell scored 18 points. Darren Richardson, 9. Isaac Wolf added 8. Spencer Wong, 6. Nick Rada, 4. Charlie Runagi, 3, and Adam Armstrong, 2. Great. All right. Was that clear? I don't know. My voice has gone as well. On top of the fact that I don't understand football, my voice has also gone. As expected, Laguna's girls water polo squad had little trouble defeating the visiting Irvine Vaqueros 20-3 on Wednesday. The first playoff match was held at the Laguna Community Pool. Bella Baldrige, Haley Evans, Sophia Lucas all scored 3 goals each. 17 different players saw action. Breakers play made a day on Saturday at a time to be determined. Goodness me. Sometimes you must wonder this. How did I get this job? Get a job announcing? That's ridiculous. It's Daily Scramble Live. I'm Jason Ferry. Good morning. It's going to be a beautiful day in Laguna Beach. Wonderful. That is local music there. Local to Laguna Beach, California. My Double, My Brother is the name of the band. And I'll Die was the name of the tune.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
Tyler's not here this morning. He's knitting yogurt. I don't know what he's doing. He's gone to Austin, Texas, but he's fine, yes. I want to make sure that he's not sick. He's all right. Leaking gas well near the US city of Los Angeles, which has been polluting the air for 4 months now, has been permanently sealed, officials are saying. Ugh. I'm saying. The Southern California Gas Company, SoCal Gas, we're all familiar with them, has been pumping in heavy fluids and cement to seal the well. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I've got heavy fluids and cement flowing in my, nether regions. The leak began in October in a vast underground storage field in Porter Ranch on the outskirts of Los Angeles. The natural gas leak, one of the largest in US history, by the way, has caused thousands to relocate. The escaping gas at the Aliso Canyon storage field. Aliso Canyon, that's not our Aliso Canyon, that's theirs up in LA. Storage field accounted for a fifth of all methane emissions, an extremely potent greenhouse gas across the entire state of California. It gives people headaches, tummy aches, all of that stuff. And you can't see it, but you can smell it. Revolting. Anyway, that's been going on for a few months now. I'm surprised that people aren't flooding across the Los Angeles County, Orange County border. Surprised it's not like some sort of Syrian refugee camp situation up there in, I don't know where, Long Beach or whatever it is. Because really, the smell of that's really disgusting smell. How can I explain it to you? Let's see. But I think probably the best word I can find to describe it is farty. But you didn't expect to hear that first thing in the morning. Hey, it's your Daily Scramble Live. It's KX93.5. More news stories coming up and a live band in the studio in just a few moments' time. Oh, stop the world. I want to get off. That was noisy, wasn't it? Let's try this. There you go. All right, it's KX93.5. Now, it's the 19th of February today. FYI. You know, when back in the day, if you were in a lunatic asylum, I don't know what the correct nomenclature is today, but if you're in a loony asylum, I had a girlfriend who was a psychiatric nurse who worked in one of these big houses, and they used to do what they call reality orientation. They put a big board up in the communal area, and it would say, you are in this facility, it is this date, everything's all right. If you need anything, call a nurse, blah, blah, blah. Reality orientation. Maybe we should do a little spot, do that first thing in the morning. It's reality orientation with KX93.5. Everything's going to be okay. Now, the thing is, though, if you're driving around, it's the 19th of February. Now, 3rd Street Hill is supposed to be open today. If it's open, will you text us? 949-715-5936. 949-715-5936. Obviously, don't text from the car when you're driving. Pull over and give us a text. Don't text us from halfway down 3rd Street Hill with your knee under the steering wheel. That's not cool. But 3rd Street Hill has been closed for a while, and I'm not sure what's going on with that, but I do know that Park Avenue will be closed from Bent Street to 3rd Street today. From 7:30 in the morning, that's it, to 5 p.m. Okay? Use alternative routes if you can. Use Legion Street, probably the best way to cut through from Glen Eyrie to Catalina. I think that's right. I don't know. Anyway, 3rd Street Hill may or may not be open, but Park Avenue, is most certainly closed. Okay? Good. Just be careful on the roads as you're driving around. It's the weekend. Who knows? It's KX93.5. Yeah, it is KX93.5, and frankly, I can prove it. KX93.5! See? Very simple. The Pope, let's go to the Pope, has questioned US Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's Christianity, God forbid, over his call to build a border wall with Mexico. Pope Francis said, a person who thinks only about building walls and not about building bridges, ooh, a sting of that. Is not a Christian. Suck that, Donald Trump. A New York businessman supports deporting nearly 11 million undocumented immigrants. Calling himself a proud Christian, Mr. Trump blamed Mexico for the Pope's remarks. What? Calling them disgraceful, Mr. Trump has alleged that Mexico sends rapists and criminals to the US. Pope Francis made the comments at the end of a 6-day trip to Mexico. Ah, I see. Okay. A person who thinks only about building walls, wherever they may be, and not of building bridges, is not Christian. This is not the gospel. he said. Don't agree with the Pope on many things, but, yeah, I reckon he's right. I wouldn't want to contradict him anyway, not on the radio. Third Street Hill is closed from Park Avenue to Mermaid Street. Use Coast Highway for alternative routes. And Park Avenue is closed from Mermaid Street to Third Street. So that's so that whole area of town here in Laguna is a cluster today. So just be careful when you're driving around. I would just avoid all of that whole area if I were you. Yep. On sad news here, Harper Lee, whose first novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, about racial injustice in a small Alabama town, I guess, sold more than 10 million copies, became one of the most beloved and most taught works of fiction ever written by an American. She's died. She was 89 years old. Her death was confirmed by HarperCollins, her publisher.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
Yeah, the Laguna Beach High School boys basketball team, I should say, shoves off today for a five-hour trek to Atascadero High School in the second CIF playoff round. On Wednesday, Breakers took an early lead at home and then held off a valiant effort by the Covina Colts to take the first round victory 50-41. Laguna's once double-digit lead was cut to 5 points with just 2:12 remaining in the game, but Breakers held their competitors scoreless in the final minutes. Blake Burzell scored 18 points. Darren Richardson, 9. Isaac Wolf added 8. Spencer Wong, 6. Nick Rada, 4. Charlie Runagi, 3. And Adam Armstrong, a valiant 2. As expected, Laguna's girls' water polo squad had little trouble defeating the visiting Irvine Vaqueros 20-3 on Wednesday. The first playoff match was held at the Laguna Community Pool. Bella Baldrige, Haley Evans, Sophia Lucas all scored 3 goals each. 17 different players saw action. Breakers play made a day on Saturday at a time to be determined. We'll, of course, give you that information if we can get it. Or you can go to the various websites around town and figure it out for yourselves. Sad news from the world of literature. Harper Lee, whose first novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, about racial injustice in a small Alabama town, sold more than 10 million copies, believe it or not, and became one of the most beloved and most taught works of fiction ever written by an American. Everybody's read that. You know, we read it in Britain too. To Kill a Mockingbird, huge seminal American literature. I'm afraid that she has died. Harper Lee has died. She was 89. Her death was confirmed by HarperCollins, her publisher. All right. It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. Live band in the studio coming up here on Laguna's only FM.
KX93.5.
It's KX93.5. Ava just texted me, my wife, and said, "We just heard you coughing over that song." Sorry about that. Can you hear my voice is a bit like shot? Played last night at the Marine Room Tavern with my band, the Beetroots. One of my things that I do. That is the most fun band that I'm in, and we play like 4 times a year. Crazy, really. Any agents out there want to manage us? But we're like Beatles tribute band, but a true tribute band in that we pay tribute to the music. We don't copy it. We don't do perfect covers. We just jam it, you know, and have a good time. And I think people enjoyed it. It was KX Presents, which is our monthly fundraiser down there at the Marine Room Tavern. And thank you, everybody, for coming. The way it works is you come down there, it's $10 to get in, but if you've got a card, a membership card, it's $5. Lots of ways to save money with that membership card around town. To become a member of the station, go to kx935.com. kx935.com. Really sad news about Harper Lee, 89. I guess 89, you know, she had a good inning, as they say. But, yeah, American original she really was. Of course, author of To Kill a Mockingbird and classic characters like Atticus Finch. She'd written a follow-up, Go Set a Watchman. Have you read that book? I haven't read that book yet. Many readers, people that sort of grew up idolising Atticus, were crushed by the portrayal. 20 years on, as a staunch defender of segregation, so people were a bit shocked by that. But, you know, that was the prevailing wind at the time, wasn't it? Can't condone it, but whatever. In a statement, Miss Lee, who said she'd assumed the manuscript was lost originally, she said, after much thought and hesitation, I shared it with a handful of people I trust and was pleased to hear that they considered it worthy of publication. Yeah. Well, God bless you, Mom. Just one of those great American originals. And, yeah, there you have it. All right, it's Daily Scramble Live. It's KX93.5. It's Lagunas Only FM. We've got a live band in the studio. It's taking a little while because my technical abilities are, frankly, crap. So they're a six-piece from LA. They're called Run River North. And we've got three members of the band today, Alex, John and Jennifer. Sophomore album, Drinking from a Salt Pond, out a week from today on February 26th. When you're ready, guys.
Lions in the dark with your shadow hanging over me, shaking the ground. Your footsteps calling out my name. Ooh. 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 Off to the races, but all of these faces keep rolling by me now. I don't understand. Lines in my hand all look the same, all look the same. I think I changed my mind about a million times. To run or hide, to run or hide. I'm gonna call this out, coming back somehow. I won't run or hide, run. Breaking, but I can't let them stop. So I let them in. I feel them tearing up my skin. Think I changed my mind about a million times. Oh, to run or hide, to run or hide. I'm gonna call this out, coming back somehow. I won't run or hide, I won't run or hide. Run up, run up, run up. The lions that you hear, you only give what you get. You're trying to keep this in, spit it out, spit it out. The lions that you hear, you only give what you get. You're trying to keep this in. Spit it out, spit it out. I think I changed my mind about a million times. To run or hide, to run or hide. I'm gonna call this out. I'm coming back somehow. I won't run or hide, I won't run or hide. I think I changed my mind about a million times. Oh, to run or hide, to run or hide. I'm gonna call this out, coming back somehow. I will run or hide, run or hide, run or hide, run or hide, run or
Yeah,
cool.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Very cool. That's my kind of music right there.
Nice.
And you guys are, you've got this, you've been playing together a long time, it seems, because you've got this natural ability to sort of not get in each other's way and you know, just be... the sound is very sort of homogenous, very cool.
Oh, nice.
And with no, like, separate... You know, we got terrible microphones on you guys this morning because I couldn't get the board to work.
Yeah.
But really stoked to have you here. Very cool. We've been playing that track, actually, on the radio, nice. Run or Hide,
oh, nice.
Here. So tell us a bit about the making of this new record, though, your sophomore... I hate that word.
Yeah.
My sophomore album. Sounds ridiculous. But anyway, tell us about it.
I feel like it's feels like our first album because everyone in the band now feels like they're able to speak with their own instruments. Like, how did you like recording this album, John?
The writing process was kind of interesting. We took time off and told ourselves to not tour anymore and just work on songs and pretty much write. Our first album didn't have a lot of song structure, but this time we kind of wanted to explore that verse-chorus thing. So we spent a lot of time trying to make choruses and stuff like that. But it was really crazy. We were stuck in a lockout for about 6 months before we recorded and just busted out song after song, just trying different things.
Did you find that process of sort of going back to what sort of classic songwriting, verses and choruses, and three moving parts in a song?
Yeah.
So all of that stuff, do you find that sort of really helps you, it's like an exercise to get your chops up?
Totally. I think as a band, as anybody, you can kind of get comfortable in what you're doing. And we immediately thought for this next album, just like, here are some limitations or here are some boundaries that we want to do. And whether we follow them or we break them, they're there for us. And I felt like that really was the kind of catalyst for us to kind of get out of our like kind of folk sensibilities from our first album and just try different things. And part of it was like, how do you fit these formats and or, you know, go against these formats in a sense. And so I think it was great. I think it really like it was a great exercise and it made us think about word choice, about what's really important and the different kind of sounds that we do have, because there's six of us, so there's definitely a lot to choose from.
There's a lot of people to chip in and put in their ideas and get upset when you don't want to do their thing and all of that. Listen, I've been in a lot of bands. So the parameters that you set, that's interesting. You set certain parameters and then you say, well, we're either going to break them or not, but they're there.
Exactly.
So you mean you're talking about sonic stuff? So you say we're not having any orchestral stuff on this record, or is that what you mean? That kind
sometimes, of sometimes, yeah. Or just like here's a song. Let's try to keep it in these boundaries, and then and then even think like, okay, maybe it is going to be orchestral. Let's think about that and have some space for that, or not at all. And sometimes we had songs where John was like, I think it should just be Alex and the guitar, and then everyone else was like, no, let's put like horns and stuff. But I think that was what made for an interesting album. That was just
what was it
dialogue.
Like before? Was it were you just sort of jamming and doing whatever and not really focusing on what's happening?
I think in our first album, there's some people in the band that didn't come out of their shell yet, and so other people had to compensate more. So, like for instance, drums, I felt like I had to play a little bit more because other people weren't confident in creating parts just yet, because we were, you know, completely brand new
as
a band, and half the band didn't think they were going to do music. So it was just something that, you know, some of us really stepped up to. But this album, people just got super confident with it, and it allowed for those that put more in the first album to like step back and just really create space. I think this whole album is all about like, it's not about what you play, but what you don't play.
Right, that allows so fascinating. It's fascinating for an old fart like me to see musicians come to those same conclusions that everybody comes to about song structure, space, generosity within the band, because that's really crucial.
Yeah.
You guys have gone through the hoops. I was reading about you this morning, you know, almost splitting up a couple of times and all that kind of stuff. It's important.
Yeah, I think it's all there for every band. It's whether like the people in the band are going to name it and acknowledge that that's happening.
Yeah.
And I feel like that process we've done, and that just opens up our eyes to just growing a little bit better, or like just growing up a little more and with each other.
And now the possibilities are endless, of course, now.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, so that's very cool.
Yeah, like John said, that was the biggest lesson I've learned, because while making this record, I just kind of come to a realization that my voice does make an impact in the band. And so just to come in with confidence, whether my ideas are terrible. I mean,
you're the fiddle player. Of course your voice matters in the band. You know, you're not the second rhythm guitarist. You're the fiddle player.
It took me a while to accept that, yeah. But, yeah, just to have confidence in my parts that suck. You know, we'll have 10 bad ideas, but after those 10 bad ideas, I think one good one can really come out.
So yeah,
to really voice my opinion on certain things really helped.
A sculpture friend of mine, an artist friend of mine who's a very old man, he says a perfectionist is somebody who's never tried it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because everybody fails a zillion times. That's the whole thing. If you've never failed, you're not working hard enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But no, it's a thing of getting, you know, getting to that point where you say, I am an artist. I do have something to say. Mm-hmm. You may not like it. That's all right. It's really okay. But I'm doing it. I'm speaking. Yeah. You guys, it's great for me to watch. So we love the band, obviously, and we've been playing you. And we're delighted that you're down here from LA.
Yeah.
You've got gigs coming up.
Yeah.
Real paper.
Oh, see? Wow, what is that?
Yeah, I have bits of paper and a pen and everything. Saturday, 2:27, that's 2:30 p.m. Is that right? 2:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. at Fingerprints in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a cool gig, very nice. And now, I don't know this gig, Terra Grand Ballroom. Yeah. Is that in L.A.?
Yeah, it's kind of a newish venue because we usually play at the Troubadour, which we've been blessed to kind of sell out like two or three times already. And so we felt like we, instead of going to somewhere comfortable where we know it's going to happen, we went to a slightly bigger room. It's not well known yet, but I think like a lot of great bands are playing there. I think Fly Low played there recently. White Denim's playing there. Yeah. Reggie Watts, Guster did. Yes. Yeah.
It's the same people that did Bowery Ballroom in New York and Russ. Mercury Lounge.
Nice.
He just came and wanted to
be. So it's a new venue. We checked it out. It's just, it has no BS. It's just, here's a stage. Here's a huge room for you to fill up and just enjoy the music.
Go for it.
So it's great.
Well, good luck. And it sounds like you're selling out gigs already, and that's very cool in LA.
Yeah.
That's a difficult thing to do.
Definitely.
So it's fine. It's really nice to see you. Run River North are here in the studio in KX93.5. You do another song for us. We'll have a quick chat and then you can go and get breakfast.
Yeah. Yes. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Some breakfast burritos.
Oh. There you go. Drinks. Now you're talking.
Okay. Here's a song. It's going to be Superstition.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Yeah, it's a B-side. In this, I felt like, we love albums, but people don't listen to albums sometimes. So we figured even if it's not on the album, it's going to get heard. And I hope it's okay. We're playing a B-side. We love it, and I think it's...
When you say a B-side, you mean a song that's not on anything?
It's not on the album yet. It's on YouTube, and you can kind of stream it.
And wait a minute, that's a new way of describing songs that didn't get on records. It's a B-side.
Yeah.
So, because originally, you know, a B-side was a song that was there.
Yeah.
What, on the other side of a 7-inch.
Yeah. Very cool.
But yeah, it's different terms these days. Anyways.
Put it on the back of the poster.
It'll be hidden, and you can get it if you get the poster. Okay, this is Superstition.
Bitterness is easy when you're living like a ghost. Shades of your children, just another call. This isn't superstition, the way it's always been. Pain is screaming off the wall. Every time I come across another one that fell apart, everyone is telling me that running away is just a part of the game, that I've got only myself to blame, only myself to blame, only myself to blame, only myself to blame. Happiness, it ain't easy. Why make it harder than digging your grave? This isn't superstition, nor the way it's always been. Pain is screaming off the wall. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening? Every time I come across another one that fell apart, everyone is telling me that running away is just a part of the game, that I've got only myself to blame, only myself to blame, only myself to blame, only myself to blame. Every time I come across another one that fell apart, everyone is telling me that running away is just a part of the game. I've seen them looking down, afraid of what they'll never say. You will never see in me the look in their eyes. You'll never be mine. Look in their eyes.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Great energy, guys. Wow.
Thank you.
Run River North are here in the studio at KX93.5. Wow. That's cool. Now, I'm not giving anything away when I say that you guys are clearly Asian Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Right? And I could hear it in that tune.
Surprise.
Nice. Is that, could you, you know, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
That's so interesting. Like, we don't ever do things intentionally like that. Oh, let's do an Asian
No, but it's
melody.
In your blood. You can't
but
help that.
Yeah.
You grew up listening to all that stuff.
It's great. It's kind of like it comes out in little bits and pieces, and I feel like we love it because it's not, we're not trying to be gimmicky about it and like try to be like a K-pop thing. But I love when it comes out in ways that that are just really authentic.
It's in the it's in the melody.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really cool.
It's really cool.
Very interesting and different.
Nice.
Where? What's your backgrounds? I mean, whereabouts in Asia were your grandparents from?
Our grandparents and parents are from Seoul, Korea, or like, you know, Korea. South Korea, North Korea. It used to be the same back then, but
yeah, it's not the same now, mate. North Korea is different. Not the same as
just
anywhere.
A little bit. so yeah, Korean. So we're all Korean American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such an interesting sound. It's good. You've got that sort of very much. It's Americana, but it's Asian Americana.
Awesome.
And
that's
like
exactly
it.
What
yeah.
we love to say.
Yeah, we had a poster with Asian Americana.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not, you know, as I say, it's not necessary. I wouldn't have mentioned it except for the tune.
Nice.
Made me think of that. You know what I mean?
Oh, nice. Thanks, Jason.
So, really wonderful stuff. Let's mention the gigs again.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, 27th of Feb, 2:30 p.m. at Fingerprints in Long Beach. That's fun. It's an afternoon gig. That's on 4th Street in the cool area of Long Beach. And Terra Grand Ballroom, March 1st. Look out for this band. We like them a lot. You guys have been very flexible and professional, and you came in here and then you rocked it.
Nice.
So
awesome.
They can't ask for more than that.
Yeah.
It's Run River North. It's KX93.5. Thanks again, you guys.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, that's our show. Back on Monday with Tyler Russell. This has been Daily Scramble Live.